nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. My life, my dream, nothing's gonna stop me.
All right, nobody peek. Nobody peek. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Keep going. Keep going. Go on. Go on. All right, turn right.
Whoa.
Hold it. Hold it.
Okay. I didn't peek.
No. Okay. All right. Now, ready?
Wait a minute. Let me guess. You said it was hours of fun and something we can all enjoy. I know, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle dream house.
No. Now, ready, set, open. What do you think?
I see it. I love it. What is it?
It's one of those chairs that plays music, right?
Plays music? Plays music? This happens to be a state-of-the-art stereo chair.
Wow. A Sony Sitman.
All right. Listen to this. You are going to love it.
I don't hear anything. I think you have to be in the chair.
Kenny Rogers on CD. Fantastic.
Know when to hold 'em. Know when to fold 'em. Know when to walk away. Know when to run. You never count your money. You're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting. When the deal is done, you got to know when to hold 'em. Know when to fold 'em.
Balky, this was meant for one person.
Only if that one person don't want to share.
You know, Larry, I'd be nervous with something this expensive in my apartment. There have been 3 robberies in the neighborhood this month.
Maybe we should get a burglar alarm.
A burglar alarm? I don't think so.
Oh, we have that on Meepos.
Well, why do you need burglar alarms? You told me there are no burglars on Meepos.
Well, there aren't, but you never know when someone from the island of Klepto will sneak over. It's a lovely island, but boy, those Kleptos. Maniacs.
Larry, you have a lot of valuable things worth protecting. Maybe you should get an alarm.
I don't need to spend a lot of money on an alarm system to protect my home.
Well, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Marianne and I got a simple, inexpensive alarm. Someone breaks in, the bell goes off, the police show up.
Jennifer's always reminding me to set it.
Did you set it?
No, you didn't remind me.
We better go. Do I have to remind you to do everything?
No, you didn't remind me to turn off the iron.
Did you turn off the iron?
No, you didn't remind me.
Did you hear that? An alarm system, women. They're such fragile creatures. All the protection men like us need is a sturdy oak door and a good deadbolt.
the girls. We have dinner reservations at Antoine's Cajun Kitchen.
Well, Cousin, you know you always eat too much of Antoine's four-alarm shrimp, so don't you think before we go you ought to coat your stomach?
Well, good idea, Balky. Could you get the mailbox for me?
Why don't you get it yourself?
All right.
Pretty good, huh?
I suppose you have an explanation for this?
Well, of course I do. Don't be ridiculous. The ice prevents swelling.
No, I mean an explanation for this.
Oh, well... I took the liberty of installing several Miposi and Crime Stoppers. They're all absolutely foolproof. I know because on Mipos, they're all tested on actual fools.
Well, I'm going to rest easy, knowing that my antacid is safe. Now, can we go to Antoine's?
Not just yet, cousin. There's just one more thing I want to show you. Please.
Pretend it's late at night. We're all snug in our beds, the moonlight shining through the window. Suddenly, the window opens, and
Balky.
In he comes.
Balky, it's the beginning of Peter Pan.
Yeah, but cousin, this is where the story takes an unexpected turn. It's a burglar. He comes into the apartment. He looks around, and he says,
Hey, this is a nice-looking apartment. Wow! What do we have here?
But before he can lay one fingerprint on our valuables, he steps right into the middle of this innocent-looking rug, and we have him right where we want him. Upside down in the klepto's catcher.
Well, I pity the golf bag that breaks into this apartment. Somebody's been in here.
Oh, my God. Strangers were here, and we left the place a mess. I am so embarrassed.
No, Balky. I mean, we've been robbed. Oh, no. No, my stereo chair.
Oh.
They took my stereo chair. The police. We've got to call the police.
No, cousin. At least we know one thing for sure. The burglar didn't come in through the window.
How much longer is this going to take?
You don't put in a top-of-the-line security system in 15 minutes. I mean, Rome might have been built in a day, but it took them a month to secure it.
Boy, when I signed up for home banking, I had no idea they'd put a vault in the living room.
That is part of our new security system.
Colson, you changed your mind.
Okay. Balky, this is Joe McNulty. Joe, this is Balky Bartokomus. Joe is from Safe at Home Security Systems.
You're not safe at home till you call Safe at Home.
And you're not fully clean until you're zestfully clean.
Well, you are now protected by the world's only doomsday system, designed and developed by yours truly. I've adjusted the templates in the window, and the overall timing mechanism has been programmed to prevent any microprocessor overload.
Wilson, I think we've gone way beyond the sturdy oak door and that deadbolt.
Balky, I went out and spent good money on another stereo chair, and I'm going to make sure no one steals this one.
Yeah, but...
We're not dealing with simple kleptos out there. These are high-tech criminals. They've got beepers, cellular phones, laptops. What have we got? A golf bag on a rope. We need security. We need peace of mind. We need the doomsday system.
Yeah, but I...
Well, I'm on my way. All you have to do is punch in a secret code, and you can turn the system on and off. Now, the doomsday is a one-of-a-kind system. If you have any questions, consult these easy-to-follow instructions. Goodbye.
Thank you. I'll read this later. Now, what would be a good secret code?
Okay. Secret code. Okay, I know. I'll say, the clumsy giant plays hopscotch in the moonlight. And you'll say...
That's not what I meant.
No, Colson, that's too simple. You'll say, in the dead of night, the humpback whale...
Balky. The secret code is a 4-digit number.
Well, numbers aren't as much fun, but they might be easier for Jennifer and Marianne to remember.
Balky, you just don't get it, do you?
No.
No one can know the secret code. Not Jennifer, not Marianne, not Lydia. In fact, not you.
Why not, Gorsin?
Because you'd give the code away. You're too honest, too good, too trusting.
I could change.
Balky, I think it's better that I shoulder this responsibility alone. Now, what would be a good secret code? Got it. No one would guess this in a million years.
The year you were born?
Lucky guess. It's obvious we need something just a little bit more complicated. Okay. I'll use the middle 4 digits of my driver's license number. Divide that by my inseam. Subtract my shoe size.
5,291.
Okay, got it. There. Now, only I know the secret code. The code is mine. It is my code.
Fine, it is your code. It's your alarm. It's your country. Who am I? I'm just a simple Mypiot boy who's always dreamed of knowing a code, and now that dream has turned to ashes. Good night, cousin. Is it the year your mother was born?
No. Good night.
Somebody must have broken into the house.
Okay, it was me.
Why would you break in? You live here.
No, I didn't break in. I accidentally triggered the alarm. Now listen, we have got to get over to the keypad without breaking the beams or the siren will go off.
Okay.
No! Stay down.
Okay.
Thank God. We made it.
Cousin, now we are so happy. We do the dance?
No! I'm good!
Oh.
The system is punching the security code. The security code. The year I was born. No, the year you were born. The year my mother was born. What the hell is the security code? All right. Now listen. There must have just be some other way to shut off the system. All right. There. System deactivated.
Attention, intruders. Your presence has activated the Doomsday system.
Cousin, this might be a good time to read that instruction manual.
Relax. How bad could it be?
Intruder. You have chosen to violate the home of a law-abiding citizen for the last time. You have exactly 60 seconds to the release of poison gas.
Poison gas!
Attention, intruder. 50 seconds to the release of poison gas.
The only way to open the door is with the code. Oh, my God, what's the code?
Was it?
I got it! I remember the code! It's the combination of my gym locker.
Cousin, I haven't actually read the instruction manual, but I don't think the keypad works unless you rip it out of the wall.
Intruder, 30 seconds to the release of poison gas.
Yes, got it! We're gonna die! Thank you.
Cousin, we can get out the window.
Oh. Yeah. All right, stand back.
I forgot. It's reinforced security glass.
Well, who did you think was going to break in the Terminator?
Well, there might be something big enough to break it with. Now! Now!
Intruder, 10 seconds to the release of poison gas.
Yes!
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Hold your breath!
1, 0. Attention, owners. The intruders have been frightened away. Please reset the system. Thank you, and have a nice day.
Wait a minute. There's no poison gas.
Mess of things, didn't I? I could have got a simple, basic alarm system, but no, I had to go with the laser beams and the security glass. I dove off the deep end, jumped in over my head, bit off more than I could chew.
Yes, cousin, once again, you did it your way. I'm just sorry about the chair.
Oh, don't worry about the chair. I worked a small miracle putting it back together. I even surprised myself.
Bengals head to Seattle to take on the Seahawks live this week on ABC's Monday Night Football.
Now stay tuned for Going Places.